Hey, music listeners, this is Sean from Unclaimed Bands, and next to me is Fritz.
Yeah, I'm here still.
Yeah, I don't know why. Tonight we're coming to you from Bullshooters, and we're very, very pleased to have as our guest Ben Burley and, well, some other members there. I don't want to say Ben Burley from Breaking Benjamin, but you guys in that band too?
Go ahead and introduce yourselves,
yeah.
Boys.
Come on. Sean, don't be shy.
I'm Aaron Brooke. I'm the bass player for Breaking Benjamin.
Okay.
And I'm Sean Foyce. I play drums for Breaking Benjamin.
It's a microphone you have to talk into.
This is foreign to me.
I know.
I don't see microphones.
The microphone, if it was on a drum,
out in the wild. This doesn't normally happen.
Yeah, I know. He's a drummer. Okay, well,
I am Sean Foyce, and I play drums for Breaking Benjamin.
There you go.
Cool. And you, sir. And who are you? Oh, yeah.
I am Gene. He's Stan Getz. And I get the water.
Well, hey, I want to thank you guys for taking time to do this. I really appreciate it.
That's our pleasure.
Great show.
Thank you. Loved it.
Unbelievable
show.
You know, I was totally, totally blown away.
Yeah, I don't even like to really call it a show because I wanted it to be so relaxed and, like, just chill. But it was a show.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, you knock out 600-700 of those people, and it's just, you know, jamming in the living room at that point.
Yeah, I
it's
mean,
a,
you know,
it's a backyard barbecue.
I'd have done it at home, but my house isn't big enough.
So. Okay, you see the people scrambling for that invite list.
Yes.
Oh my God!
Please, me.
Yeah. So, with this little kind of I want to call it acoustic small set kind of jam thing you've been doing tonight, I know you're gonna be doing it again up in Wilkesboro, right?
Yeah, you know, the band kind of got their start in that area as a cover band back in the day. So I like to go back there and jam and just kind of pop in and out. I went to a couple of Aaron's open mic nights and just kind of sat in as a guest and did that like last minute. And so I just thought it'd be kind of cool to go back and let people kind of like know what's happening instead of just jumping and, you know, because I just did it last minute and I was like, yo, I'm going to show up. And he's like, yeah.
Aaron, what was it like for you? Like, Ben's like, yeah, I'm going to jump in.
Yeah, well,
we played it together. It's not like I came and like took it over.
No, no,
he took over.
I jumped in. And
but what would typically happen is I would get a phone call around 5 o'clock saying, "Hey, bud, I'm gonna come up tonight. Is that all right? Don't say anything. And then, like around 9 o'clock, I'm just gonna put it out on Twitter and we'll just see what happens.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't even Facebook, it was just Twitter.
Yeah, it was just Twitter. And I would have people from as far away, and this is in like the Wilkes-Barre area, I'd have people as far away as Philly asking me where the place was and, you know, can I get there in time? And I'm like,
there was more people like outside that missed it.
Oops.
Like I drove 2 hours and then, man, I just like played 5 songs.
Sorry, I had to leave.
Yeah,
like, I'm outside. Yeah.
The bar's closed.
Yeah,
outside.
Sorry.
He'll be back next week, right? It's a regular thing?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, does this help you guys loosen up before you start your tour coming up?
Yeah, I mean, this is just like one of those things I just wanted to kind of do it because we're going to be really busy starting in April with a lot of stuff, and so I don't know when I'll be able to do something like this again. So I just thought it was just, you know, a good idea to just go out and just have fun and no pressure and, you know, who cares kind of thing. And, you know, all our shows are kind of like that anyway, but with a lot more focus.
Yeah.
Like, we're serious, but not, like, too serious where it's, like, lame. You know what I mean?
Well, you have a great sense of humor because tonight how you're joking around with the audience and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I do that, but I did it a lot more tonight. You know, so like a Breaking Benjamin show, there would be some of that, but it would be a little more controlled just because, you know, there's a lot of these shows we're doing, there's other bands and I would rather, you know, here I could just play, you know, not as long as I want, but, you know,
they would let you.
Oh, yeah. They were like,
well, then I'll say as long as I want. Yeah. And on a tour like we're about to do, I think people would rather hear more songs than hear me like jabber off, and here I can do both, you know. So but it was a good time, and I like the chillaxed attitude, and I like the chillaxed vibe of it, just because it's so, you know, it's so much of a departure from how my mindset is when I do a Breaking Benjamin show, because it's a lot more focused. And
yeah, absolutely.
And the strings were stretched.
Yeah, the strings are pre-stretched.
Yeah, pre-stretched.
Yes.
Yes. Make sure you say pre-stretched.
Yes, pre-stretched.
Yes.
That was our lovely tech I'm going to call him by name Nick Teamy.
His new name is Stretch.
Stretch. That's awesome.
No, he's Teamy. He's Teamy.
Stretch.
Well, you know, Sean, I wanted to ask you, at a certain point, because I'm so short, I couldn't see, you know, full stage and all that, but I'd been here for the sound check and everything. I got to tell you, for just having that one drum, you got a lot of sound out of that, man. That was really incredible.
His hands are bleeding.
Yeah, they hurt. They're going to be all bruised tomorrow,
my,
I'm sure.
My fingers hurt. Oh, your fingers hurt?
You did get a lot of sound out of that.
Yeah, it's just like a certain way you have to hit it. It's really... you know, hard.
Well, how it all came to be is that we have, it's called a djembe. Is the drum's called a djembe.
Okay.
And we're all just chilling out in the studio, and he had it because we use it in our show for a song that we have called Phase and another song called Water, which have the djembe on the track, so we have to play it, you know. And so we had it, and we were just sitting around jamming, just having fun in my studio. And it sounded really good. I'm like, dude, you guys are coming with me and doing this with me. This sounds too good. And because I originally was going to just do it myself and just kind of, you know, like again, like just do like a really chilled out, relaxed thing. And but it sounded so good. And then once he came on board, it was like, well, we need background vocals and another guitar player. So
nice, really yeah. Nice.
Which I'm not a guitar player.
No, he's the bass player.
The rumor has it you're a bass player. Actually.
I guess I'm both now.
Yeah, he's
guess I'm both.
Well, in 2010, we did two acoustic shows together, and he played guitar, and that was before I even found Sean or the other guys that are in the band now. And so, you know, we'd kind of done it before, but now it was half as long as we played tonight, so he had a lot of stuff to learn in a short amount of time. And I appreciate you doing it.
I was happy to do it during... my personal preparation for these shows, I was looking through old stuff and I found a set list from Atlantic City and I sent it to Ben and there was like
it was
15
half
songs.
As long. Yeah. I was like, can we do that?
Way,
I was
bud.
Like, can we just play this many songs? Can we do that? So the thought had crossed my mind.
Right.
You know, hey. But no, I want to play longer now. I used to really want to just get in there, play the songs everybody knows and kind of get duck out. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just getting to the point in my career where I have so much fun playing now with the people I'm playing with, and the, you know, the fans are like energized and we're re-energized, and I just really enjoy it. So it's not, it was such a kind of seemed like a chore in a way to play like a really long time, and now it just flies by. It's because I enjoy it so much. So,
and again, if you played here all night, they wouldn't have a problem.
Yeah, well, I might have a little trouble at the third or fourth hour.
Yeah, I might need an extra set of hands. Yeah.
we could come out and like help you out a little bit.
Yeah, massage you.
Give me some gloves.
Yeah, massage you. We'll massage you with essential oils.
even my meniscus valve.
Just throwing it out there. Just throwing it out there.
You know, with all the obviously enjoying all the great, you know, Breaking Benjamin catalog you played tonight, but also some of the covers that you chose to play. And I was saying to Fritz that, you know, it struck me like when you played the Queen song, Who Wants to Live Forever.
Yeah, that's actually recorded.
Yeah,
oh, thank
so
you.
I love that song.
We recorded that for some kind of Queen compilation that Hollywood put out. I don't know what it's called or anything, but there's a recording of it out there.
No, I remember there being a recording, but, you know, a lot of times when people do those compilation things, you know, for some sort of benefit or whatever, you know, they don't really ever do them again live, but that was just great.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it was fun, and I think we might do it every now and then, full band too.
Oh, sweet.
Because it's fun to play.
Great.
Yeah, it's cool. I like Queen. My mom really played a lot of Queen for us when we were kids, me and my brother, and I just kind of have his voice in my head because of that. When you're a kid, you like memories, you like soak certain things up really like a sponge, and you never forget them.
I got that right.
But it's fun to play, and I'm glad that we were able to bust it back out again and hit it up. So
are,
I love Freddie.
Are there any covers that you haven't done you guys have been thinking about maybe doing?
as Sean giggles in the background.
Well, I don't, you know, I don't want to ruin any surprises.
Please, yeah, okay.
Please don't say
like,
Wham.
Like,
don't say Wham.
Say Zeppelin, you know?
It wouldn't be Zeppelin, that's for
don't
sure.
Don't say Wham. Don't say Wham.
It wouldn't be AC/DC or anything like that. Cool. Nothing with high, screechy vocals.
No.
That's just not my... I can't do it.
So with you guys go down on this tour coming up and everything, and you're in a lot of festivals, are you working on any new music for a new record or anything?
I can't. That's like the. I was like, dude, ask me whatever you want, man. And I
but
was
not that.
Not except for that.
All right, we're gonna edit that out.
Well, yeah. Just edit it out.
No, I mean it's no secret. Now we put a little teaser post for a single on our Facebook. So there's
yeah,
a
we
single.
Saw that.
Yeah,
it'll be out March 23rd. So, I would tend to think that you couldn't just put out a single. Then there has to be an album, I could assume.
We're hoping.
Yeah. I would assume.
Well, you can.
As he giggles when he's
saying yeah. We got the hit on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you think?
All right, cool. So people can just deal with the tease and watch for what comes.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. Well, listen, I want to wrap things up here and let you guys get to the food. Thank you so much for taking time to do
this.
Oh,
thank you guys.
What
it's
a
been,
great
it's been
show.
Great. It was
thank
fun. You. We'll have to do it again sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure. Anytime. Yeah.
Thank you for the time and everything else.
Thank
we do
you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Thank you, guys.
Everybody out there listening, make sure you check out Breaking Benjamin. Come out and see him at the MMR Barbecue or any place else out there they're going to be playing this summer coming up. So I know you guys got a lot of dates, and I saw them on the website, so plenty cool. enough for everybody to
a
go
lot
see.
Of festivals coming up.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Well, they don't have to go see anybody else. They can just go see.
I think I'm
yeah.
just going to go follow them.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
I'm going to quit my job and just basically cruise around.
Yeah, we got space
so
in the back
I
of the trailer
apologize.
For you.
There you go.
Set you up with a cooler
it
some beers.
Good. And realize I can you're do basically picking up a puppy with a bladder problem.
And I can do a roaming
he'll be in the back of the trailer.
I could be doing a roaming interview as a
yeah,
like,
and the
stage.
Cooler can serve right. a dual purpose.
Yes.
If
oh
you know
God.
What I'm saying.
Wait. Hold on. Huh. Yeah, if you want to take him, go
ahead. See, I knew you would say that.
I'm okay
knew you would say
that.
That.
I really
so,
am.
What's we'll your schedule you looking like?
Yeah. You might never pay a stipend if you take him.
Are you against lifting heavy things?
No, not at all.
No?
Not
oh, all right. Well, then,
right.
Hey, we got
me like Russian Bull.
Have you seen,
I have no problem.
Have you seen the ego on him? He's got to lift that all the time.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
You say like a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So, look, guys, I want to, once again, thank you very much. Everybody out there, this is Sean from Unclean Band. As with
Fritz
and our guests have been Breaking Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
You.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Is that okay for you guys?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I like that it was chillax.